May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and this, of course, is today's health update. We take pride in what we do here. What we do is we educate the public. We want you to understand the truth, because only the truth will set you free. And Jesus said that in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And if you believe the truth will set you free, then I'm going to always ask you to remember this. The lies that you believe will hold you in bondage. And boy, have we ever been lied to in America. They absolutely have, I would say, 90 to 95% of our population just 10 or 15 years ago. They're starting to wake up now. There is a great awakening happening. But 10 or 15 years ago, I'd say 90 to 95% of the American population believed that the only cures that would ever be found was in the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry. The fact is, they haven't found a single cure for any disease in almost 70 years, and it's not because they can't, it's because they ain't. I know that's not exactly proper English, but let me explain something to you. There's no money for the pharmaceutical industry and natural products, even though they are safer, better, designed specifically for the human body. There's no money in it for them because they cannot patent a natural supplement. And to let me help you explain that to you today, I've got Candace Owen on the phone again, the president of Hume Mineral. Candace, good to have you back on.
Thank you, Roy. We love being here sharing information about natural health. I'm actually at the Plantrician Show in Palm Desert, California, learning how food is our medicine, and I just love what I get to do.
Now, hold on just a second, Candace. I have got to... Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is on me. I didn't have a setting right on my microphone. That should be better now than... Candace, you're where?
I'm at the Plantrician Show in Palm Desert, California. It's a plant-based nutrition healthcare show that's been going on for 11 years. This is their 11th year. And it's all about teaching people about how foods are our medicine. Today I listened to a great seminar on gluten and how it affects our gut health, and which is why we're talking today and about gut health a little bit with humic and fulvic acid mineral and what it does for the digestive tract. So it's a show that's been going on for 11 years, and it's all about how food is really important. Good food, non-GMOs, eating as well as we can, It's so important.
Well, let's talk about gluten. Explain to the public how that has become such a menace to society.
It's in everything. You know, you get pizza. Gluten is that substance, ingredient that sort of, you know, when you do pizza and you swirl it around there in your hand, throw it up, it looks really pretty. But what makes it sticky like that and able to be pliable, if you will, that's the gluten. So, and it's the farming. It's, you know, how they are raising our crops and spraying them with pesticides. So we eat the gluten and then we start to have bloating. Sometimes we have break wind, which is uncomfortable. And we get celiac disease from having too much gluten. And it's in everything. We don't even realize it. So some people will say, I don't have any gluten issues and I'm gluten tolerant. And that's great. But it is in everything. It's in things. It's in chips. We don't realize it. Breads. And there's so much healthier choices. We can do seeded breads. I'm not a big proponent of a lot of oats, but there is, you know, all kinds of breads and things that we can use instead of eating so much gluten, which is giving us all of the diseases that we have, and it gets into our gut lining and seeps into our bloodstream, and then we have those issues that I was speaking about, the celiac disease, we have bloating, we can't sleep, small intestine, so which is SIBO, which is a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It gives us inflammatory bowel disorders, bacterial infections. It gets into the respiratory and urinary tract. Even it can help bring on common flus and colds. So what we try to talk about when it comes to gluten issues, we try to teach people about the importance of minerals. And humic and fulvic acid mineral is just a plethora of nutrients, which actually improves our gut health because it includes all of your trace minerals. It has electrolytes. It has silica, which actually boosts our collagen synthesis. It's a prebiotic. It's a probiotic. It's able to be all of those things because it's a two-chain molecule. It's called a conglomerate molecule. And these minerals, they really help nourish your digestive tract, boosting the ability of your good bacteria, and it helps to repopulate and form a really healthy microbiome environment in your gut. And we all know that we need a strong digestive system to build immunity, which that's another thing it does. It's an immune booster. It helps to control our hormone production. So many things, regulating the appetite, reducing stress response hormones, but that gut permeability and gluten, definitely, there's a synergy there, and we just need to be a little bit more conscious about what we're putting into our mouth, the foods that we're eating.
Right, and you know, Candace, a lot of people don't realize it, but years ago, and they've quit saying this so much anymore, but it used to be a standard saying was that almost all disease begins in the gut.
And absolutely, the gut and the mouth.
Yeah,
it does.
So
there was a saying that a dog's mouth is actually cleaner than a human mouth.
I don't know
if that's true, but I've heard that my whole life.
Too, but I still don't let them lick me in the face.
Me either.
Well, let me ask you this now. You talked about a couple of things there, like you know, we get a lot of IBS today, irritable bowel syndrome. Is that does gluten play a role in that?
Yes, it does, because it seeps out into our bloodstream. So absolutely. That's why you have, I mean, I think in the last 10 years, we've heard more about SIBO, small intestinal bowel disorder, than ever. Gut issue has been, in fact, I actually should look that up to see what the number is for how many gut issues are being reported today, because I don't remember 10 years ago this much gut issues. We get a lot of people calling us, and that's their problem. And then we make them aware of food and gluten and what they're eating and why they're having this problem. Bacterial infections, urinary tracts, this is another big problem. People having inflamed bowels. I mean, and a lot of, I actually know a few people with, and I'm blanking on what it is with the inflamed bowels, and it makes your, when you're defecating, it just kind of, it squirts out. This is not the best way to say that, but I'm blanking on the name of what that is. Crohn's disease. Right. All of these things really have a lot to do with what we're taking in terms of food intake. And humic and fulvic acid mineral really does help to work on those triggers that inflame the whole gut system and the autoimmune reactions that can occur from these inflammatory situations.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you're tying into the autoimmune thing, which autoimmune disease today is epidemic. You got lupus, Crohn's, you've got psoriasis, you've got Epstein-Barr, MS,
eczema.
I mean, it just goes on and on. It's almost an epidemic. And folks, believe it or not, these are diseases that's mainly caused by additives to our food supply, like gluten. I mean, gluten's not naturally in your food the way they're putting it in there today. It's just an additive that they're making so that your, as Candace said, so your bread will stick together and be pliable. That's exactly what they're doing. Gives it a better feel in your palate, they call it. What a joke. So anyway, Candace, you said celiac diet. Celiac, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, that's a disease of digestion in that the body can't absorb minerals, or vitamins. So you basically, you starve to death. Isn't that about basically what happens to those folks? Candace?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned digestion, because we get asked this question a lot. I wanted to also just make a note, because we were talking about the gluten. Gliadin, G-L-I-A-D-I-N, that's an ingredient in gluten, which causes leaky gut, and it affects our beta cells. But in terms of nutrient absorption and digestion, so important. Humic acid actually works on that as well. It actually uptakes nutrients. And again, it's able to do that because of the two-chain molecule. But it provides raw nutrients. That's what these humic and fulvic acid minerals are. And they transport the minerals and nutrients to the cells more effectively. So it boosts your absorption rate. So a lot of people, when they take it, they realize, oh, I have energy. I'm sleeping better. My nails are growing. I'm not having that phlegm that I had in the morning. Absorption is very important. You know, we take vitamins and we go to the bathroom and we see that our urine's very yellow or we're tired. We say we're drinking a lot of water, but we're like still dehydrated and mineral deficient because it's not absorbing. Digestion and nutrient absorption is very important. And we actually did a newsletter just on this topic. It's actually on our blog, and it is entitled Digestion and Nutrient Absorption. It talks about how humic and fulvic acid mineral boost your digestion and nutrient absorption because you're acquiring electrolytes and all of these other trace minerals that are very important for proper metabolic functions, the digestive tract, nutrient assimilation. You get all your major and trace minerals, and they're all plant-based. Children can take it. And I always tell people, and this is one thing I'm really liking about when I'm preparing at the conference I'm at, we tend to think or wait until we're like 40, 50 years old to really start noticing or taking care of ourselves. And so I always tell people in any lecture or talks I'm doing is if you're 20 years old, you want to start taking supplementation and eating well, leave the sodas alone and, you know, the fast foods, because there is no nutrients in it. And the earlier you start taking care of yourself, your body's going to thank you and you're going to age healthier. We don't ever talk about anti-aging. That's not what we're into. We're into aging healthy, because you can do that if you are taking care of yourself at an earlier age. So that's something that I always like to focus on, Roy, just letting people know that you don't have to be 40 or 50 or 60 to start eating well and taking care of yourself. The sooner you start, the better you're going to age.
That's one of the things I love about the Hue Mineral Liquid. Folks, it has no taste. It's almost like taking a drink of water, but you can put a teaspoon or a tablespoon for an adult in a glass of water. It looks like tea, but it has no taste. So for the reason I'd say I like this product so well is we've got children, it's still just coming off breast milk and they're starting to feed them, out of a bottle. Guess what? I teach them to put a quarter of a teaspoon of the humic fulvic liquid minerals in there. The child don't know it's in there. It has no taste. But what you're doing is you're supporting the entire cellular structure of the human body in that child, giving that child such an advantage by doing that once or twice a day in a bottle of milk or a bottle of whatever it is that you're feeding your child. So consider that. If you've got children, you can't get them to take a multivitamin mineral, which they should be, but you mix it, and you can just, listen, you mix it in. Let's say your children drink tea. Why not just put a teaspoon in their glass? They'll never know the difference. But you will, because their health will improve. It's just that incredible of a product. Now, Candace, let's talk real quick. You know, I'm all about natural health, and I'm all about minerals, because more so than vitamins, minerals are what we're deficient of. There's no easier way to get the minerals you need. I don't know of one than the humic fulvic minerals. So let's talk about your line of products in Hume Mineral, and why they need to be shopping at Herbs & More, NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or calling the number at the start and end of our store to get these products. Start with your number one selling product. What would that be?
Perfect. And I want to just go back to what you said about the bottle. I love that. So what people understand, if you eat salad, you eat the leaf, but that leaf has a stem, and from that stem, it had roots. Growing into those roots is humic and fulvic acid mineral. It fed the stem, it fed the leaf, and that's how the leaf grows. You eat the leaf, you get the nutrient. So that's what you're giving your kid. And you probably heard when you were younger, growing up, eat your greens, because in green stuff, leaves, that top of the green leaf on top of that strawberry, very plentiful with humic and fulvic acid. So the earlier you start, the better. Pregnant women take our product as a prenatal, because it's all nutrient. So what we offer is a humic and fulvic acid mineral in a liquid form, 8 ounces. It's a 40 to 47 day supply if you're doing a teaspoon to a tablespoon. And like you said, Roy, you can throw it into juice, coffee. I have people who throw it in their coffee every day. You can throw it over a salad. It's a lifestyle product. So a lot of people say, do I need to take this every day? Well, you are dirt and water. That's what we're made up of. We are actually an organic being. That's what we came from, the earth, organic, and we're going back to the earth. That's where these minerals come from. So adding it into your daily routine, if you're super healthy, you work out, eat well, run or exercise, you can take it 3 or 4 times a week. But you are doing yourself total justice by adding it into your routine, whether you're doing a smoothie, juice, coffee, throw it over your salad, put it on the dinner table, it's in restaurants. This way, you're getting your minerals. We also have a veggie cap. It's a vegetarian capsule. It's a 00, so it's very small. Some people don't like to swallow big pills, so we got you there. But you can take one a day if you're super healthy. But we always tell newbies on the product, because most people are mineral deficient and dehydrated. They don't realize it. They think, I'm drinking all my water. I don't know why I'm still dehydrated, because it's not absorbing at the cellular level. That's what humic acid is. It's the same molecular shape as our own human DNA. That's why we come from the earth and going back, and that's where they come from. So the pill, you can take one or two a day, and then we do a skin spray, because our skin is our largest organ. It's alive and breathing. Underarms, we don't think about that. Spraying vaginally, our neck, all of the points that go into get into your lymph nodes under your arms. We have cancer patients who use it there. If you have hair issues, you can spray it in your hair. But if you're going to the pool or you're going out in the sun, put it on. It helps to protect against sun. It helps to promote healthy tanning, because it's penetrating transdermally through the skin to the cell. And I always tell people, spray one hand for 2 weeks, 2 or 3 times a day. Let it dry in. You don't even need to rub it. Don't do the other hand. You are going to notice the difference, because it's penetrating transdermally to the cellular level. And it's all plants. Just remember that. You're just putting good plant-based minerals into your skin. And then we do zeolite detox. So the three humic and fulvic products are the 8 ounce raw liquid. We also have a 2 ounce, which is a 5 to 7 day supply, great for traveling. Throw it in your gym bag. And then we have the 8 ounce, which is a 40 to 47 day supply. And then we have the veggie cap and the skin spray. Our zeolite is a 2 ounce bottle, and zeolite, Roy, as you know, is a detox, full body detox. You do not have to change your diet, so you don't have to worry about what am I eating, what am I not eating. You just take a dropper a day. It's a 1 to 2 month supply, depending on how you're using it. If you're pretty clean, work out again, you can take one dropper a day. Your bottle will last you 2 months. Zeolite is volcanic ash, and it's shaped like a sponge in your kitchen, that's the molecular shape of it. It's porous, has holes, and it's a magnetic sponge. So it moves through the bloodstream, like scrubbing and cleansing and attracting mercury, metals, toxicity. Just at this conference, I ran into several people who have had old dental work in their mouths, mercury, metals, heavy fillings that they're having removed, and they're taking the zeolite, because you want to do that, to remove. If someone has had radiation or chemo, that's a toxin. After you're finished with that, you want to take zeolite. You don't want to do it while you're doing that, if that's your course, because it will remove the toxins from that. If you eat a lot of sushi, zeolite is also great for cognitive function. People with ADD, ADHD, we've had lots of results with that. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, a lot of that is heavy metals in the body. So this is what zeolite is. It's just an everyday detox. And again, if you're super healthy, I tell people you can take it every other day, but you definitely want to clean out. I tell people, if you wash your face every day, brush your teeth every day, you want to clean your body out, not just at Christmas or the New Year. That's so funny to me that people do that. Right. And then we do Rescue, which is our trans resveratrol and vitamin C. Resveratrol has great studies with cancer treatment. It's all from berries. It's from the skin of the grapes. That's where it is from. It's a food-based nutrient. Everything we do is food-based. And so it's trans resveratrol, which is actually more powerful. And then we add in vitamin C, an essential fatty acid, so that it gets into the cell for more of a kinetic uptake. And this is just our Rescue. A lot of people say don't really know about free radicals, or they forget about them. So that's what attacks our immune system. So the Rescue is for really an antioxidant to keep the system strong. And if you're healthy again, you can do one pill a day. If you're not, you have issues, we recommend the two veggie caps a day. And again, it's a double O, so small pill. So that's really our whole line. And the whole line is based around food. As I mentioned, I'm at this great Plantrician conference, and it's all food-based. And so our goal is really to teach people about healthy supplementation, healthy eating, and food is our medicine, and get you on your way to detoxification and mineralization.
Let me impress upon all of you the importance of what Candace is telling you by quoting from a doctor named Dr. Joel Wallach. And Candace, I know you've heard of him.
I know him. Yes, yeah. I've heard of him.
I've been to his seminars. I talked to him. He goes way back, but he did a CD back in the day. It was a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. What a catchy title for that. And everybody I knew listened to this thing, because what his stress points was in it, and I'm going to cover this really quick. He was he started out as a veterinarian. And as a veterinarian, they hired him from Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company to go around to all of the zoos around the United States and around the world. When animals would die of natural causes, they wanted to find out what was killing their zoo animals. So he did autopsies on 17,500 zoo animals, and he come back and wrote a book and says they're all dying of the same diseases, and they are called deficiency diseases. He says every one of them have died of malnutrition. So then he became a medical doctor, and after he became a medical doctor, he did 3,500 autopsies on humans that had died of natural causes. In other words, they wasn't hit by a car or shot or nothing like that. They died of natural causes, diseases. And guess what? He wrote the next book and says every single human that's dying of natural causes is dying of malnutrition. Now think about this, folks. In the United States of America, the best fed, I should say the most fed, not the best fed, we get more food per capita than any people on earth. None of us are starving to death from lack of food. We're all starving to death from lack of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, glyconutrients, and proteins. But guess what? The number one, Dr. Joel Wallach proved, the number one deficiency disorders, all of them, are mineral deficiencies mainly. Now, Candace, Hugh Mineral tags that right on it. It nailed it. I know of no better mineral source than Hugh Mineral. Tell them where you get your minerals.
Absolutely. I love what you just said. So true. Ours is all USA. We get a lot of people asking that question. USA, and it's out of a freshwater source. And again, these are impacted minerals that are thousands of years old. They come from the soils. They're organic mineral nutrients that have never been touched. You have to mine them. You can't just go out in your backyard and dig them up. I wanted to mention also how you were saying, Roy, that we are malnutrition here, deficient in nutrients. I think it's Dr. Paul Linnaeus who actually said that every disease is linked to the lack of a mineral nutrition. And it's true. We're eating foods and we wonder, and even people who think they're doing really well, they're taking their supplements, they're working out and they're eating well, and they go to the doctor and they find that, you know, I'm missing this or I'm missing that nutrient. It's because there are no nutrients in our foods, and people ask this all the time of us. Do I really need to take supplements? Do I need to, is it something that's a necessity? Yes. Because there are no nutrients in the foods.
But you know, unfortunately, Candace, our medical profession today is not trained to identify mineral deficiencies. You've got to almost beg them to even do blood work that would tell you, for instance, what are your zinc levels, what's your calcium levels, what's your magnesium levels. Now, a few of those will be listed on a blood scan, but the majority of them are ignored. You know why? Because they don't want you to know about minerals, folks. They only make, see, the medical profession makes money off illness, off sickness. Candace and I make our living off wellness and health. Which direction do you want to go? You know, that's right.
Absolutely. I mean, and most people don't realize, I love what I get to do, because even teaching people about resveratrol, a lot of people haven't heard about that. Like, of course, they've heard of calcium, magnesium, and these types of things. But resveratrol, it's a natural phytoalexin, which is an antioxidant substance, which is produced by plants. So everything really to feed our body is here in the earth. This resveratrol compound, it's mostly concentrated in the skins and seeds of grapes. The skins and the seeds. This is why seeded bread is really good for you. But you can get it in blueberries and red grapes and cranberries and pistachios. And these are things you can throw into some oatmeal, some steel cut. But really, if we... That's my goal, is to teach people the things that they don't know, and these healthy things like resveratrol. It's a funny name, but such a powerful antioxidant, and we need antioxidants, folks. Why? Because there's so much free radicals. We're breathing toxins. We're eating toxins through inorganic food. Even stress causes toxicity in the body. A lot of people don't know that. Even if you're driving down the street, taking kids to school, stress causes toxins in the body. Stress can kill you. We've all heard this. So antioxidants play a huge role in keeping the immune system and the body healthy.
All right, Candace, we had about 30 seconds left. Tell people why they should at least start with the Humineral liquid or capsule.
Okay, guys, your body is made up of minerals and water. You build a house, you've got four walls. If you don't put that floor in, that foundation, and those beams to hold things up, what's happening? The walls are caving in. That's what's happening with our bodies. Our body is water and minerals. We are made up of minerals. All right. 70% water, and the rest is a clump of dirt minerals. So you need to take minerals because they make vitamins work in the system. Without
there you go.
Minerals,
you gotta
don't work.
Go. Ladies and gentlemen, you get it straight from the Candace's own mouth. She knows more about minerals than almost anybody I know. Thank you for coming on, Candace. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.